this clock.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. Wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Through the pages of your holy word, that's the first place that I go when I need to find my way. So I guess it's safe to say I meditate every moment of each day on the promise that you made. You said that you would not forsake me, wouldn't let my troubles break me. So I lift my voice up high for all to hear.
I praise you, Lord. I pray for your love, like you have shown us through your Son. I praise you, Lord. I pray for your love. The truth will find the way when heaven and earth become.
When the mountains in my life seem like they're too high to climb, I fall down upon my knees. And a quiet prayer, I bring my list to you, 'cause there's nothing you can't do. I can feel you lifting me. You're taking me to a place much higher than my soul desired. So I lift my voice up high for all to hear.
I praise you, Lord. I pray for your love, like you have shown us through your Son. I praise you, Lord. I pray for your love. The truth will find a way when heaven and earth become. Taking me to a place much higher than my soul desires. So I lift my voice up high. Yeah, the truth will find a way.
Like
have shown us through your Son.
Like you have shown us through your Son.
Are you hungry for hope? Hi, this is Amy Thompson. If you or someone you know and love is experiencing hurt, hardships, or heaviness, we'd like to invite you to Hope Fest Florida on March 23rd at 4 p.m. at the Boca Raton Community High School football field. Hope Fest Florida is not just an event, it is a revival and reformation movement to share the gospel of our King Jesus, to unify the body of Christ, and to advance the kingdom of God right here in our communities. I invite you to look us up at hopefestflorida.com, where you can find out more information. I hope you'll come. Would you step up to the call?
Son of man is coming.
All right, and we want to welcome everyone that's tuned in this morning to WCNO. I want to welcome you to join us for Wednesday Live, and we are going to come right out of the startup with a guest online, and I believe we have Amy Thompson with us, and we just were playing that Hope Fest promotion there. Amy, welcome to WCNO.
Wow, thank you so much, and thank you for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you as well. So, Amy, we've talked to you on, two, maybe three occasions. We've been playing promotions for Hope Fest that's coming up. Tell us what's taking place. Give us an update and let everyone know that has not heard about Hope Fest yet exactly what this is about.
Right. Wow, so exciting. We really felt, Jonathan, that the Lord said, if you make space for me, I will come. And that's exactly what March 23rd is all about at 4 p.m. Boca Raton High School Football Stadium. We've been spreading the word about what we believe the Lord is going to do on this football field. We're joining with Hope Fest California, and new to the scene is Oregon. Oregon has two locations. California has six locations. Mexico has four locations.
Wow.
So we're an international movement now, and we really believe that this is a revival movement, a movement of reformation across our land, and we believe that America will be saved.
Amen.
Amen. To the God Amen. Of our forefathers. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So on the field that day, we know the presence of the Lord will be there. We're going to have some recording artists that are going to come, and that's early on in the evening at 4 p.m. And then later toward the middle part, we're going to have more worship and speakers, and the presence of the Lord is going to continue to build. Like Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. The Lord's train, his glory, is going to fill that field, that football field. So if anybody knows of somebody who has not yet received Christ as Lord and Savior, this is predominantly an evangelistic movement. We are praying for a 3,000 soul harvest, and also this is going to be a place for the radical healing and miracle working power of God to demonstrate the kingdom of heaven has come to earth. And so for anybody who is suffering with an incurable disease or an injury, or just sickness of any kind, hopelessness, OCD, depression, addictions, come, because that is going to be broken in the name of Jesus and the power of our living God right here at this event. We're going to witness incredible miracle signs and wonders. We're asking the Lord for many souls to come to the kingdom of heaven. People are going to get into heaven right here on the football field, baptized, set free, and healed all in one night. We're also going to spend some time connecting new. And it's been prophesied about prodigals. many prodigals are coming home to
Amen.
God.
It's time.
Of this event. Amen. Yes. Amen. So each of the new believers and rededicated believers are going to be connected with pastors and leaders and ministry leaders. Each and every one of those new believers and rededicated believers are going to leave the field with a resource in their hand that was written by Global Awakening. It's a new believers resource. It's a discipleship training program. And then our team is going to continue to follow up with each one of those new and rededicated believers to make sure that they're growing and thriving somewhere in the family of God, in a body of Christ and member somewhere, you know, that they're plugged in with a church or a discipleship and mentoring program somewhere. So we need pastors and leaders to come. We need ministry leaders to come. Even if you're just feeling the draw of the Lord to do something in your home, or to start doing something at Panera or Starbucks, at a coffee shop somewhere, where you just say, you know what, I would like to host, you know, a prayer or a Bible study group somewhere locally, even if you just start once a month. That's how my husband and I got started doing just something. Lord, I feel like you're doing something. Come join us, and we have resources available to get you started doing that something, because the Lord is asking us to tie our nets together. Tie our nets together, we can catch many fish that don't even know that they're hungry, but then we need to take them out of the net and to place them in families that will disciple these new believers. And so I'm just asking that you not only invite people to come to the event, but you also, you know, just lift it before the Lord. Is the Lord asking you to disciple and to be a shepherd of brand new sheep to the flock of the kingdom of God?
It's awesome. Awesome. That is wonderful. Tell me, how are things going with your pre-prayer group preparations? How are things going with other leaders, other pastors, and how are your provisions coming along? How is all this? What do you need, I guess I'm saying?
What do we need? We need more prayer. We absolutely need more prayer. We have three different intercessory groups praying for us daily, including Global Awakening. But I really firmly believe that in the governmental realm of the kingdom of God, there are boots on the ground here. So if you have boots on the ground, you have investment in this area, and you call this place home, start praying, if you would please, about the hearts to be softened for new and rededicated believers. The hearts be softened for the ministers, for the pastors in this region, to, you know, they're not joining in the movement of Amy Thompson. They're joining in the movement of the greatest outpouring of God's presence this globe has ever seen since Christ Jesus walked the face of the earth. Amen. And many, many souls are coming into the kingdom of heaven. So please be praying that pastors and leaders' hearts are softened to join in this, to catch the new believers in the name of Jesus, to disciple Amen. Them and to want to mentor and coach them through to greater levels of glory. And so also financial donations, you know, endeavors like this are never free, and they're really not cheap. So we're still about $11,000 shy in our budget, but the Lord has a way of making this come, you know, just full circle. Actually, we're believing for even more than $11,000 to meet the budget. We're believing for so much more that the Lord equips our bank account and us financially to continue this movement. Because, Jonathan, we don't want to just be a one-hit wonder. We don't want to just do one event per year. We want this event to actually be a stake in the ground. We're staking this land for the kingdom of heaven. All of Florida will be saved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From sea to shining sea, America will be saved and come back to the God of our forefathers in the name of Jesus. So we're asking for even more than what we need so that we can advance the kingdom of heaven and start the next planning for the next event. And the next events, whether great or small scale, we want to keep the momentum of this event going, because people who hear about this and who have revival in their hearts, and the Lord knows them because He's already predestined and authorized and ordained them to run with us in this movement in whatever capacity you're led, please join with us in prayer, in financial contribution, and also just in unity. Come, call me. My number is 561-504-3753. Call me. If this is in your blood and you feel God challenging you to stand up with this movement to really become a revival fire across the great state of Florida. It's not just the sun, S-U-N, shine state. The sun is shining. The Son of God is shining on this state, this great state in America.
Amen.
Look at our look at the governmental. Look at the governmental leadership in this state. Can we not say that Florida is ordained and consecrated by God to be holy
for the nation?
If you believe that, give me a call. Go to hopefestflorida.com. Find out more. You can email me at info@hopefestflorida.com. Join with us. Join. We're running. The Lord is shining His light, and so we just bless you to join with us in any capacity that the Lord is drawing you out.
Again, this is March the 23rd.
March the 23rd.
This is an event that is for all believers. Come, bring unsaved friends, bring people who need healing, and this is going to be on March the 23rd. Again, give the address, Amy?
Yes, sir. It is Boca Raton Community High School football field.
There you go. A lot of people's going to know
right
where that
is. Right off of 95 and Glade.
Okay. And again, the website?
HopeFestFlorida.com.
HopeFestFlorida.com. Amy, would you just lead us in a moment of prayer over this event? We're going to ask all of our listeners that are traveling or working or whatever you're doing today, if you can just pause for a moment and join us. Amy?
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen yourself a time and a season, Lord God.
Yes.
You challenged us, Lord. We see the times and seasons, Lord, and we see, Lord God, that you're pouring your spirit out, not only in other countries, but also in America. Last year, Lord, you pour yourself out in the colleges across Tennessee and Kentucky. Mm. Now you're pouring yourself out, Lord Jesus, at the University of Florida. You're pouring yourself out, Lord Jesus, in Southern California. Mm. You're pouring yourself out, Lord God. So, Lord, would you prepare our hearts?
Amen.
Would you soften our hearts and tune our ears? Lord God, today we purchase from you ISAV so that we can see the move of your hand, Father. We can see how you're moving because we want to join you, Lord. We want to come alongside you. We want to do what you're doing, Lord Jesus. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you unite your bride? Would you unite your chosen ones? And would you soften our hearts, Lord Jesus, to be tender towards you and unite together in brotherly love and unify so that the King of Glory can come through. Lord, allow us to be prepared, to prepare the way of the Lord, for His glory to come through. Lord Jesus, we're asking for thousands of souls to be brought into the kingdom of heaven. Lord God, we're asking for hearts of pastors and leaders of ministries and business places to be softened. And yes, Lord, even mamas and daddies, homeschooling mamas, and college-age students and high school students to be prepared, Lord, to be shepherds of the new believers that are coming through this movement, Lord God. Mm. Lord, I thank you for the kings that are aligning into this movement with great financial resources promote the move that you're doing, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I bless each and every listener under the sound of my voice. Father God, I thank you that your hand of favor is on your believers today.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you for favor, mercy, peace, grace, and the provision of heaven to pour out over all of your believers, Lord God, so that we are an influence and a financial blessing to all non-believers who are coming to Christ for your kingdom and for your glory, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That is great. Dave, any closing thoughts with Amy today? Or
just Amy, I really witnessed to the work of the Holy Spirit in what you and your associates are doing in this.
Yeah.
I will say this. I've been praying, and many have been praying for revival all over the land, but we live here in Florida.
Yeah.
And we've seen it at FSU. It started there. In my heart, the Lord has shown me that what you are doing, He is going to ignite.
Amen.
He has already ignited you. You're on fire. And He is going to bless this. We're going to see a tremendous wave of revival coming out of this event, Amy.
Karen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I second that, what Dave's saying. But for me, what I really appreciate is the fact that you're not going to just leave the people hanging.
Yeah.
You know, that you have people standing by to disciple.
I love families.
Exactly.
Somebody comes to the Lord, have a family that they are connected with. This is so powerful.
That's what I take away from it. I mean, other than the salvation and the healings and all that
tremendous,
wonderful stuff that's going to be taking place.
Yeah, I think about what I heard a pastor say years ago. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord do something.
Yes, exactly. Right? That's right.
Do something. Well, you're doing what God has called us and sent us out to do. So God bless you so much, Amy. Thanks for joining us today. And keep us posted. I know the event's coming right up, but we want to stay in touch and give you opportunity to rally and stir up the troops. I can tell you're a great cheerleader for the King.
Thank you for the honor and the privilege to share this ministry space with you all, and I love you. I'm praying for each and every one of you, and again, I'm just so grateful for letting me have this time with you today.
Amen. Thank you, Amy. Hope Fest, March the 23rd. Hope Fest, March the 23rd. Boca. Get online. Be a part of what God is doing. Amen.
All right.
Prayer and Chairs coming up.
This is Jonathan McLean, General Manager of WCNO. Twice a year, WCNO reaches out to you, our listeners, to raise listeners' support of the operational budget. The fact that we've been on the air for 34 years is a testimony to the generosity of listeners just like you. The Spring Prayer and Share begins Monday, March the 25th at 7 a.m. Come alongside of us during this two-week event to rejoice, pray, listen, and give.
We're looking for the move of the Holy Spirit, as we were just talking a few moments ago with Amy in regards to Hope Fest taking place down in South Florida. Now I have our dear friends, Tim and Maria Widrow. God bless you. Welcome. And I understand that you all are getting ready for another season of fasting.
We are, yes.
Tell me about it. Tell all of our listeners about it. Why now?
Well, we are calling everyone to do a 10-day Daniel fast leading up to Resurrection Sunday. So the fast will be from March 20th through the 30th. 10 days of fasting and prayer, and to seek the Lord's face and to be a catalyst for revival. And also, we want to pray for unsaved family members. That's really the heart of the people that have contacted us through our website. Everyone seems to want prayer for their unsaved family members, and of course, nothing's more important than that.
Very important, very important. And Maria, I think your testimony about one of your partners that joined you and how God worked in their family is really a great testimony of the power of God that that broke in on that family. Give us just a little bit of a thumbnail of some of the miracles that you've seen take place with people who are praying and fasting and believing God for their families.
Each of us is a miracle.
Amen.
Every one of us here that we're talking, walking, and still can be able to talk about God and to see God's wonderful things that He did for us, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. Also, we have a lot of people who right now, they worry about what's happening in the world today, and they worry about socially, they worry about politically, they go economically, but God say if we confess our sin, God is going to do a miracle for the land and to the people, because we have to turn our heart to Lord, and that's the most important things. But most of us, when we heard about real fasting, we think that we're gonna stop eating.
Right.
And that's not gonna happen, because it's not a divine fast, it's a Daniel fast.
It's a Daniel fast, absolutely. So this is not going without food for 10 days, but it is changing maybe for some a whole lot in the way we eat for 10 days, but it's a healthy alternative, and it is setting some things aside. So what are people able to eat over these 10 days? Give us a little insight.
What we're going to be, we're going to be able to eat all the fruits, all the vegetables, all the seeds, all the nuts, all the legumes, which include, like, we can have a lentil soup with little salad, we can have a chickpea stew, we can have all kind of things that most vegetarian eat and most vegan eat. And sometimes the most important thing is that to prepare our taste, because it's very difficult when you're in the mind of eating all day long and all of a sudden say, okay, I have to switch gears and I have to eat something that I'm not sure how pleasant it is, but we know with men these things are impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Amen.
So
Amen.
What happens sometimes when we crave for things that we don't know we can be able to do it, we just have to pray God to help us. Because many times when I cannot do it myself, by myself, with myself, or others, I pray God to change my taste, to change my mind, to refocus and to to refocus my heart and my mind so I can see things and feel things differently. And it's always when I pray that prayer, God makes the miracles.
Amen. Amen.
It's totally different. You become a totally different person.
Well, I never get tired of hearing.
He wants to say something.
I never get tired of hearing Maria. You share about that lady whose children were touched and changed during that season of fasting and praying. What was it? Her son?
The story is a very interesting story because sometimes in our life we meet the people who actually make us to. They do wrong things for us. They don't. They do things that are wrong doing for us, and God asks us to forgive. So sometimes we cannot forgive. We come short. We can't say why I should, how we should forgive. How are we going to give it to the Lord? What is going to happen? But God makes a miracle when we ask this question, and we cannot do it ourselves. And that was the lady. The lady was she was working with me. She was working for me actually, and each time I do Daniel fast, I ask most of the time God to provide a partner for me. He never failed, and all the time he provided a partner for me in unexpected and unusual ways. So that, my friend, she was a woman, and she was working with me several years before I see her one time, and she asked me, hey, what you do? You look like you're losing weight, and you're very, you look much better like before. So what have you done? And I said, oh, I did a Daniel fast. She said, really? I want to do a Daniel fast too. So the same lady, she was working for me, and also she was kind of doing all kind of things that bring us apart, beat us apart because of certain behavior and certain deceiving. You know, she used to deceive me for certain things, but that brought us together. That was amazing.
The
that
fasting.
Brought us together. But through the fasting, yes.
Sure.
So she came to my house, but when she came to my house, I explained to her that the fasting we have to be done in God's way, not our way, in the God's also like we to be safe in, before we start fasting. And she said, okay, I'm ready to get, I'm ready to accept Jesus as my Savior. So as, when she accept Jesus as her Savior, then she decided to ask me for forgiveness.
Wow.
Which actually shocked me. She shocked me because she said, please forgive me whatever I did to you, and I know I did a lot of wrong things. Please forgive me. At the same time, she has a two sons who was a twin son, and this twin son was drug addict. And we pray and we fast together. Do you know sometimes when we feel that we are, when people betray us and people like acting like an enemy, and that does bring that person like my enemy to fast and pray with her.
So it brought healing and forgiveness between you.
Actually, I forgave her before, but it was very nice to hear that she also forgave herself and me. Because sometimes it's not about me forgiving her. Sometimes it's
absolutely
about person to forgive themselves.
Yeah. And coming to Christ, she accepted forgiveness, and she was able to speak that out. But what happened in her family?
Yes.
We're almost out of time. What happened with her two sons?
The two sons actually was addicted to drugs and drug addicts. There was a drug addict.
Drug addicts.
There was a drug addict, and one day she actually, and eventually, maybe 1 year later, both of them accepted Jesus.
Praise God. They both came to the Lord.
And now they work in a church, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, like I say, we are almost out of time. Tim, I think you had something else to say, and I want you to give the web address so people can connect with you all and follow along and be a part.
Well, the testimonies that we have are amazing, and, you know, testimonies really hit people in the heart, and these people that we have had the opportunity to pray with and fast with have just melted our hearts in a way that cannot be even explained. So we thank the Lord that He brings people to us to fast and pray.
Amen.
And as we start this 10-day fast in a week from today, actually.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we just pray. We pray to the Lord that He will bring us some people who are in need of fasting and prayer. And people can give us a prayer request right through our website, which is danielfast.org, and we'll be happy to pray with them.
Amen. 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 Well, Tim and Maria, you all are dear friends. We thank God for you and for the vision that you have for the body of Christ to pursue God 100% and just lay aside some food and be willing to change maybe our daily routines to make it a high priority, a first priority to really pursue God. And of course, we are praying for revival in our nation, but it is a great burden, as you both have said, for our families to be saved. So we are looking at this season to be a time of salvation. Well, our love goes out to you all. Please keep us posted, and we want to continue to stand alongside of you and lift up your arms and encourage people in their walk with Jesus.
Yes, we just pray that people come along with us, and thank God. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Where would we be without the Lord?
Amen. Well, Tim and Maria, consider yourself hugged. We love you. Many blessings to you. Have a blessed day.
Same to you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Take
yes.
care.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh. All right. Well, that's Tim and Maria, and here we just finished a fast, the first of the year, and calling us on another fast.
Well,
and so it wouldn't hurt us, would it?
That came up rather fast.
Speaking of fast, it came up rather fast. It did indeed. Well, not a thing wrong with that. And, of course, coming into the resurrection season and thinking about the great price that God gave on our behalf that we might be sons of the Most High God. It's a tremendous thing that God has done for us. And we know that there is no answer other than in our nation returning to God. Amen. I want to welcome Chaco, who is with us this morning. And Chaco Varghese, we welcome you. We thank you for
thank you.
Your ministry. You are a minister, and you are from India, from the nation of India. Let's get your mic. I'm not hearing you well. Let's make sure we get this. Are you on three or four?
Four.
Okay, he's on four. Let me get it up there. All right, so welcome to Wednesday Live, Chaco. Great to have you with us.
Yes, thank you. Great to have me. Thank you for bringing me in.
Now, you just returned from India. I've been to India, and I love the Indian people, and I love to think about all the wonderful experiences I've had in gatherings, ministers, and congregations across India. And I was looking at some of your travels. My goodness, you flew into Bombay, and I guess that's kind of the main place to fly into, right?
Yes, the biggest, one of the largest, and capital of the world, commerce, industries.
Big place.
Big place.
That's where we flew in. And then from there, of course, it's a lot of hours. I think you're saying it was what?
14 hours from New York, JFK, with nonstop to Bombay.
14 hours. Well, we did not get that flight. We must have been looking for a cheap one because we had layovers and layovers and layovers, and it ended up, I think it was like, 30 hours or something by the time we got in.
Things change over the period of time.
Yeah.
They advance with flying.
Oh, that's great. 14 hours.
A lot of new flights.
New flights and, are available.
Everything advanced right now.
So, you know, you are ministering in different places. Do you have any report on what God is doing with the people of India? I know there's a lot of the enemy at work.
With this time, this year, my ministry, God told me, like, early from the end of the last year to the beginning of the year, he gave me some direction. He said that to the present time, the same ministry goes back with Jesus have started, which is repent.
Repentance
and the kingdom of God and evangelism. Now, the ministers and teachers and preachers, there are so many, but there are levels. I wouldn't discriminate anybody. I would go with what I know. And what God's Holy Spirit placed in me is to go to India and have this mass of hundreds of pastors and evangelists, have them go the right path of teaching, which is what Jesus started with.
Yeah.
So a lot of times over the period of time and hundreds of years, people shift from the right path.
Mm.
The path which I'm talking about is in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus started preaching, the message was it was an answer to the prophecy that Isaiah has prophesied the 734 years before the birth of Jesus, approximately. Now the it says that the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along Jordan, Galilee of Gentiles, people living in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death. See, this is the land. We are talking about the earth, our country, our world. We are talking about the light to be shed in the darkest part of the world.
Yes.
That is our surroundings. And we have so many countries in darkness, especially India, deeply in idol worship and witchcraft and very, very bad. If you go back to the real pagan, oldest, even things don't even exist in Africa. I'm seeing this temple worship and even they conduct secret human sacrifices that we have come up to find out about it.
Really?
So this is horrible, really going deep back into the old ages where witchcraft and all this were conducted in India. So we need to come up with so much of the power of God, Holy Spirit, to break through this darkness. And
repentance is that all the apostles were sent out with that message, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, now the kingdom of God is not just near, it's here.
It's here.
But the message is still the same.
Message is still the same. So, thank you for saying that, Pastor Jonathan, that God has came through me by the beginning of the year so powerfully, and he placed this particular particular chapter and put into my heart, and I said, this is exactly what we need. We need everyone repent.
Yes.
Everywhere, as it says in the book of Acts. Everyone, everywhere, repent right now. Doesn't matter, I'm a pastor, I'm a leader, or a teacher. Mm. I need repentance every day. Because when I look into repentance, that topic, it says the sanctification is the process.
Mm.
Repentance leads you to sanctification. Where it says sanctification is an act of separation from that which is evil and dedication into God. Romans 12, 1 and 2 and 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, Hebrews 13, 12. Now, this is one of the fundamental truth which my denomination, Assemblies of God, taught me right when I was in the Bible school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is, regardless of what denomination, this is the foundation of when someone comes to the Lord. This is where you need to move into separation from world and worldlism. The worldlism is rampaging in Christian church.
Yeah.
It's rampaging in India, rampaging in every part of the world. At the same time, Christ is rising in the Muslim nations. Yeah. Christ is rising with power in Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, in Azerbaijan, Turkey. My God, these countries are seeking God so thirstfully. Whereas our traditional Christians, like we have traditional Christians in India as well, as you know, the Syrian Orthodox Syrian Christian Church moved to India, southern India, which were basically the evangelist of the time, which my forefathers included in that group. Mm-hmm. And but later they became very idolist, and they have the worship of Mary, worship of angels, all these things added into the Christian church. Now, in Bombay, I was speaking to them about evangelism.
Right.
The type of evangelism what Jesus did. Go to the darkness and get the power of God, praying and fasting and getting the Holy Spirit power. You get all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You need prophecy. You need healing. You need miracles. You need wonders. You need all those things to happen this end time. Because mm-hmm. God has reserved it for you. You servants of God and the believers, it is reserved for you. And if you don't use them, you don't receive it. To receiving is another thing. What
right.
God said, the Lord told them, right. don't forget, keep on reminding them in Gospel of John. And then he come back at the end to Acts chapter 1. He said, remember, go and sit after I ascend from here to heaven.
Right.
To the Lord's presence of my Father, you will be sitting and asking for the Holy Spirit. Now, this one thing has been forgotten, taken away sometimes from some denominations.
Yes.
But I'm saying we have the power to battle against the evil principalities, forces, and darkness of the evil.
Otherwise, we're ineffective.
We are not effective. We will be beaten so badly, and we will be devastated. Even with the power, Holy Spirit, which we have in us, let's say we have the gifts, we have the power, we have cast out the demons, and all those things happen. But again, you are a soldier in the forefront of the battle.
Right.
When you are an evangelist, you're traveling in India and many other countries. If you are an evangelist, you are exposing Satan and his enemy, army.
Yeah.
Now, what you need is the powerful prayer warriors behind you.
Behind you to battle.
If you don't have the prayer warriors, you can be beaten. Soldiers can die.
Yep.
A soldier can fight and win the battle, but sometimes you get wounded.
Yep.
Right? So the thing is, my thing was about evangelism, how you approach people of different culture. See, Acts, in the time of John the Apostle, he approached the Greeks by finding out the way they approached God.
Right.
And he said, the word, the scripture, and he used the Greek language for that.
Right.
And then in the Aramaic language, he used the memra mm-hmm. of God.
Mm-hmm.
The memra of God walked in the cool of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The memra of the God standing between you and Moses,
right.
and between God and you. And so the memra of God is the Aramaic word for Scripture, word, W-O-R-D.
Yeah, the word became flesh.
Word became flesh. But
well,
in English, we have no other language.
Yeah.
We have to use the word for speaking word and also for the word for the scripture word.
Chaco, when I went to India, Dr. Jay Raj, mm-hmm. who was the general superintendent of the assembly,
yeah.
I remember sitting at that table our first evening there, and I was so glad we finally got to where we were going.
Mm-hmm.
But Brother Jay Raj, he said, when you speak to us here in India, you cannot just preach Jesus. You have to preach that you leave all the other gods,
mm-hmm.
you leave the life of sin, and you come to God alone. And I know, you know, today many people are not hearing maybe the message of repentance as they need to. They may hear a message of believing.
Mm-hmm.
They may hear a message on all the benefits. They may hear a message about all the blessings. But none of the blessings in favor of God is really released until we come and repent
and
turn from our wicked ways. And,
correct.
You know, I'm so glad that you just went to India. That stuck with me, where he said, you know, in India, that you have many gods there.
Yeah.
And so you preach Jesus, they bring Jesus. And I believe that's part of what this generation has been doing. They may add religion or may add the name of Jesus to all their other stuff, without actually repenting and turning to Christ.
Possible. So the word repentance which Jesus spoke, which started out by John the Baptist.
Yes,
if
he
you
did. Go,
yeah, if you true, look at true. If you look at the message John the Baptist preached, and it says here in Matthew that as Jesus found John was arrested by Herod Antipas and put in jail.
He was bold.
Yeah, I was bold.
He confronted the politicians. He confronted sin. He confronted the Pharisees. Yeah, he was bold.
He had no fear to tell Herod that he was living a life of sin.
Right.
And that caused him to go to jail.
Yeah.
But at the end, basically, Jesus picked up the same message. If you read in the gospel, it is nothing different. Yeah. He spoke the same message John dropped there. John said, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes.
It's right here. Mm-hmm. Now, where is the kingdom of God? Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you.
In us.
In
yes.
us. Mm-hmm. He came with the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? In Romans chapter 14, it says that it is kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
So righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This is my biggest voice. I screamed up there. What I'm saying is the loudest I could speak was, you don't have these three in you, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, you are not in the kingdom.
that's a good message.
You
that's
are
a
not in the
message.
Kingdom. You can be a pastor, you can be a preacher, but ultimately, the biggest message I have today
that's
and
powerful.
This year is going to be about kingdom of God. Because Jesus spent so much time in talking about the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, at the end of everything, Jesus returned, take his saints to heaven, and 7 years of ceremonies and gift or wedding and all these things happen. At the end, Jesus returned to the earth. Zechariah chapter 14, his feet standing on the Mount Olivet,
Olives, yes.
split, and the Armageddon starts and the war ends, and Jesus sit on the throne as the king of the world. It says here in Zechariah 14, verse 9, the Lord will be king over the whole earth.
Mm.
On that day, there will be one Lord, and his name, the only name, which is going to be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, Christ or Christos, so he is going to be sitting on the throne.
Yes.
And you and me, we will be serving him as his attendants or his ministers.
Right.
Now, one of the funniest things I have read when I have in this message about the God's eternal plan, where it says there's a little parable Jesus said out of many parables about mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
The mustard seed is the word of God. That mustard seed he planted. That seed grew. It bigger and bigger and bigger. It became biggest of the all the trees of the garden in the earth.
Yeah.
That is the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that kingdom of God, at the end there is one sentence Jesus said. Many birds comes and resided on that branches of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So I was investigating this with God and the Holy Spirit for many, many years. What is this about?
The birds.
What are these birds? Now, I understood this last year. God revealed this to me. He said, when Jesus sit on the throne, like I just read in Zechariah, and he will be ruling the world. And in Psalms 2 says he will rule them with an iron scepter.
Yeah.
He will be the righteous judge. And many prophets speak about it.
Sure.
Now, what happens? The kingdom of God, Jesus established, which is planted physically in the earth, in Jerusalem. And he is sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
The kingdom which was in your heart.
Yeah.
Now it's established in the earth as he is the king of the universe, right?
Yeah.
Now, where is these birds? This 1,000-year period, these birds are the people who did not die at the Armageddon. And they will have still asylum under the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ in the branches of this tree. This tree is so big, and its branches are worldwide.
Yeah.
And it has been ruled by King Jesus and his servants. And these people who did not die at the battle, who left over in the world, they're all going to be living under the branches of this tree.
Yeah, under the...
So does it make sense to you? This is how the Lord explained this to me. I'm telling you.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I never even looked at the birds. I'm sorry. I've read that passage about the birds coming right. and lighting in the tree and never really thought about that. Chaco, we have about 6 minutes. I wanted to give our listeners an opportunity to get a little better acquainted with you. You are an author.
Right.
And you've written several books. And one of the books that I read that was not just a scripture book was about some of the tragedies in our nation with the shootings at Parkland.
Yes.
Your daughter was actually a student in that school. Is that correct?
Yes, at the time, yes.
And so, you know, many people that are looking at what's going on in the nation and the nations today mm-hmm. and see evil in the streets and the spirit of fear that's wanting to come, I really appreciate you giving us a book. What is the name of that book?
The book is called Violence, Murder, Massacre,
yeah.
and the Historic Rise in these things happen in the world.
Yeah,
and solutions which we can apply.
Which you address that from a biblical point of view. But you have several other books. You have a book on prayer.
Yeah,
that books. I have enjoyed.
Yeah,
and what are some of the other books you have?
Yeah, the other book I first wrote is called "When You Meet God." So it's like a phrase. It doesn't have an end.
Okay.
When you meet God, there is another part, another thing has to be filled up at the end.
Read the book.
I let for the reader to fill that part.
There you go.
Because in the when you meet God is an interesting thing, because when I was like 5 years old and above, and I was passionate about God, I did not know what this God is about. I wanted to find out. And this passion started growing and growing and growing. I studied the Bible so many different times, English, and my language is Malayalam. And my God, I tell you, I am looking for this God. I want to find him. I want to see him. I wanted to find
him. To know him.
Yeah. To know him better. But as I grew older, I understood he's a spirit God. He's everywhere. And his presence is all over the universe. Yeah. And he says to Jeremiah in chapter 23, I believe, it says, Jeremiah, don't you know I am the God who fills the earth and the skies, heavens.
Mm.
See, such a great God. See, so this God, you need to know him. So I said, the encounters of God, many of the encounters, human encounters. If there was this not God, this it exists, there was no human encounters.
Right.
And the children, Abraham was an exact reason. And his children is here in the earth. And he met God at least four times.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, so as many others. And the universe he created, the science of the universe, the math, the physics, the astrophysics, which was my passionate about it. I studied all those and invented, researched, and I found these are accurately prescribed. Bible, in the book of Job 38-39, it talks about some of the wonders of the universe. And
sure.
People never knew about it.
Right.
And things like that. And finally, your own conscience. God placed a knowledge of God in your conscience.
Mm.
You need to go back and check that. Right? So, and I explained all those. At the end, he talking about the divine Son of God who came by himself, explaining to the universe. This is a fantastic book. People need to take time.
When you meet God. And then that was your first book.
That's my first book. It's available in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble online.
Okay.
Now, the second book is about prayer.
Okay.
The prayer is fantastic thing that your relationship, how you build with God.
Yeah.
You can talk to God. You can really be very close, like a daddy and child and a baby and a father. This is the relationship you build with prayer. So that's a big, interesting one. And now I wrote this third book, which is about the shooting that my daughter escaped, basically, by the grace of God. Two children ran behind her. Her best friends got shot. And this is concerning how you can resolve biblically where the evil came to the planet Earth. It came from Lucifer. And I explained it from the book of Isaiah and Ezekiel. It says how the evil originated.
How Satan came.
And he inflicted into the humanity.
Yeah.
And we carried it on. And we have hatred, anger, violence everywhere. See, all these events we are seeing in the Middle East, events, you know, in the wars, and everything is because of the Lucifer using people.
Now, Chaco, for people that are looking.